Tia Nason and Amazing Features Debbie. We had T-Shawn and Chile One's Mr. Zambia and Mordecai in Uwatalala on Power 91.3 FM. And we also did get to vibe to Che Che by Young John featuring Ashanti and Techno with Power Bank. Stand by for the Power FM Evening News.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
1xBet.
One XBet.
With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema committed tackling lawlessness in the mining sector. The Anti-Corruption Commission says it received 375 suspected corruption cases in the last 6 months. In international news, Kenya cracks down on alcohol sales nationwide. And in sports, McCarthy makes changes to Harambee Stars squad ahead of DRC clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his commitment to tackling lawlessness in the mining sector, pointing to the recent unrest in Chingola and the gold rush in Mufumbwe as clear indications of the need for heightened vigilance to protect citizens. The president expressed his sorrow over the life lost in Chingola and emphasized the ongoing need to combat illegal mining through a system of structured license distribution designed to benefit the Zambian people. The head of state recognizes that key to tackling illegal mining once and for all is to ensure that there are plentiful employment opportunities, particularly for young people. The president has urged law enforcement agencies to take decisive action against any forms of hooliganism, including illegal and hazardous mining activities that endanger lives and cause environmental degradation through pollution. In a move to strengthen environmental protection, the president has since established an interministerial committee comprising ministers and technical experts from relevant departments, chaired by the vice president, Mutale Nalumango, to address illegal mining and the recent pollution incident on the copper belt. President Hichilema has assured those affected by the pollution that the government is working diligently to ensure responsible parties are held accountable and that all necessary compensation and land restoration measures are carried out. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has disclosed that it received 375 suspected corruption cases in the last 6 months, out of which 264 contained actionable corruption allegations that have so far led to 219 investigations, 41 referrals to other investigative agencies, and asset tracing probes on 50 residential properties and 80 motor vehicles. Speaking during a meet-and-greet media briefing in Lusaka this morning, ACC Director General Daphne Chawu said 194 corruption cases are active before the courts of law, out of which 149 are criminal and 45 civil. Mrs. Chawu added that the commission is comprehensively fighting corruption and that no criminal network will be spared, noting that the recently released 2024 Trends Financial Intelligence Center FIC report shows a reduction in acts of corruption in the public sector from 55 cases in 2023 to 40 cases in 2024.
During the last 6 months, 375 reported cases of suspected corruption were received. 264 of those cases contained actionable corruption issues. 219 investigation cases were authorized by my office. 41 cases were referred to other institutions for action. 15 arrests were made. 50 residential buildings and 80 motor vehicles are under investigation.
And speaking at the same event, ACC Board Chairperson Justice Evans Amaundu acknowledged that the Commission is still investigating some Cabinet Ministers. However, he declined to disclose the names or the total number of those involved at this stage. Justice Amaundu reiterated that most cases under investigation take long to be concluded, admitting that some cases are of complex nature and require more time to finalize. Meanwhile, he announced that the names will only be made available once investigations have advanced, adding that the board is set to put up measures that will ensure a quick conclusion of cases under investigation.
Now, moving forward, the board and several stakeholders have observed that most cases under investigation have often taken very long to be concluded. Admittedly, some cases are complex in nature and may require more time to be finalized. However, the board is now set to put in measures that will ensure a quick turnover of cases under investigation. The public should soon expect to see matters being concluded quickly. In order to achieve this, the Commission will leverage on the existing inter-agency collaboration with other law enforcement agencies to share expertise, knowledge and resources, among other things.
In another development, a legal mind on matters of public interest working at the intersection of environmental justice and the law, Malisa Batakati, firmly believes that the establishment of environmental courts in Zambia is not only urgent but achievable. He notes that despite the current judicial system being robust in many areas, the system lacks specialized capacity to effectively adjudicate complex environmental matters, especially on cases that require not just legal acumen, but also a sound understanding of science, ecology, and indigenous rights. He notes with concern how communities affected by pollution, deforestation, and unsustainable mining struggle to access timely and effective remedies.
As someone who has spent years working at the intersection of environmental justice and the law, I firmly believe that the establishment of an environmental court or environmental courts in Zambia is both urgent and achievable. Actually, it's long overdue. This is because our current judicial system, while we must admit that it is robust in many areas, but it lacks the specialized capacity to effectively adjudicate and determine complex environmental matters. These are cases that require not just legal acumen, but also a sound understanding of science, ecology, and the rights of indigenous people. In my practice, I've seen firsthand.
Today, the Center for Environmental Justice, CEJ, in collaboration with government, cooperating partners and stakeholders in the environment sphere, convened a crucial dialogue in Lusaka to explore the possibility of establishing an environmental court in Lusaka. Today's discussion aimed at determining if indeed Zambia needs such a court. The Center for Reproductive Health and Education